This is Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7, and today I'm talking with Darren Scott, who is down in Australia. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you could be. You sent me a song called At Christmas, and I've listened to that. It's really a pretty song.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, thanks for your interest there.
So tell me about the song. On your website at atchristmas.org, it talks about a lot of charities down in Australia that are helping children. So tell me how you got involved with helping out these charities.
The way it came about, I think two years ago now, I was asked to perform at a carols program, just a community program. So I thought it would be nice to do something a little bit original.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been sort of messing with some changes and a melody there, so I sort of finished that off and called up a friend, Kylie Kelly, who was kind enough to come and perform it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the duet worked really well. We got some good feedback on the song. So I think a year later, that was 2005, I had the idea of doing some sort of fundraising program at the end of the year. So I contacted various youth charities and decided to set up the website. Very cheap to release something on the web, you know, virtually no overhead. So I thought this would be a good way to raise some funds. And also, as you know, very hard to get your find an audience for your music if you're an independent artist. So I thought that this was a good idea as well. So I set up the website, and I also tried to get some support from community radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to do that. The ABC were really fantastic to us in Australia here.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the charities include Mission Australia. They do some great work with homeless youth in Australia. The drugs are a big problem here. Same in the USA as well.
Mm-hmm.
But other organisations are Open Family Australia, Ozchild, Ted Knopf's Lighthouse Foundation, and the Abused Child Trust. So I teamed up with them and released the track via the website. And it's, you know, I think it's worked well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any albums you've released that are Christmas albums or just general albums?
I haven't actually. I think I'm hoping there's going to be one in the works, possibly for a 2007-2008 release.
Okay. What type of music?
I've always been a Christmas fan, and you know, always played a lot of Christmas music. So I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Right. So what's Christmas like down in Australia? I mean, here in the United States, we've got the picture of snow and Santa Claus and cold weather. So you've got the opposite seasons. So what's it like down there?
Yeah, many people, especially from the USA, find it a little bit perplexing. but, I mean, essentially, it's very similar, but just with searing heat.
Okay.
You know, I think most people try and have a white Christmas as well. You've got the Christmas trees, the artificial snow. You know, you've got the traditional Christmas lunch, which is probably the same foods you'd be eating. You know, turkey plays a major part.
Right.
And we just sit there in the heat and sweat, basically. Yeah, Santa Claus, the whole thing.
Right. Is it as commercial a holiday in Australia as it is here?
Yeah, very much so. You know, we sort of follow the trends down here, and I don't think you'd find much difference there between the USA and Australia. Very commercial,
mm-hmm.
And that's sort of another reason I wanted to do this project, because I think we tend to get a little bit sort of self-centered during the year, and I think Christmas is a good time to sort of start to you know, think about others and helping a hand to a fellow man.
Right. What type of music do you play? How did you start playing music?
Yeah, I started playing violin when I was, I think, about 7. My parents always encouraged myself and my two brothers musically. So I played, you know, classical violin till I was, you know, about 16. And along the way sort of picked up, you know, bass guitar and guitar as well.
Right. Did you choose violin?
Yeah, good question. I think my older brother Glenn was a cornet player and piano as well. And yeah, I'm not sure if I actually chose it or if I was sort of pushed in that direction, you know.
Right.
Mum wanted to try and, you know, diversify there, get some strings into the situation.
Right.
But, yeah, it was violin and guitars, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you do music full-time or is it a hobby?
I used to be full-time. I've sort of played professionally since I was 19, I guess. I toured with, you know, cabaret acts around the, you know, around the pub scene in Australia.
Okay.
And I still play on the weekends at the moment, you know, around, you know, the club and pub scene here.
Okay.
But, soon found out that, you know, if I wanted to make any money whatsoever, I did need a day job as well.
Right. Okay, I've got a list of questions I want to ask you. This is called the 12 Questions of Christmas. Say the first response that comes to your mind, okay?
Right.
Okay. Christmas tree, is it real or artificial?
Artificial.
Do you put the tree up? Well, do you even have Thanksgiving in Australia? It's an American holiday.
yeah, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, actually. I think we should. I like the holiday. We didn't really have any pilgrims down here. It was
right.
More criminals and convicts. But let's say after. I think normally it goes, you know, the tree goes up like on the 1st of December.
Oh, okay. Do you open up gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning, although I've got to say, yesterday was our family's Christmas here. I think a lot of family members are going to be at different ends of the continent on December 25th, so we did it early.
Right. That's okay. Do you prefer instrumental or vocal music?
Vocal.
Traditional or contemporary music?
I think traditional.
What goes on top of the Christmas tree, a star or an angel?
An angel.
Do you prefer Rudolph or Frosty?
Let's say Frosty.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Fudge, please.
Classical music or jazz?
Classical.
And do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
After.
And do you read The Night Before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Be hard to put anything above the New Testament, so I'll say Luke.
Okay, and M&M's, plain or peanut?
Oh, definitely plain.
Okay, that's the 12 questions of Christmas. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Just that you're welcome to check out the website. That's atchristmas.org, and you have the opportunity of downloading the track.
Okay.
Just fill out a form there and, enjoy.
Okay, that's great. Okay, this has been Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7 talking with Darren Scott about At Christmas. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Thanks so much.